This is Logical, the first regular podcast navigating the latest legal updates shaping the UAE. Welcome, I'm Tim Elliott, and as always, I'm with Ludmila Yarmalova, managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yarmalova and Plethka. Great to be talking to you again, Ludmila.
Good to see you, Tim, again. Thank you so much for being here.
This time, it's the UAE's new federal decree law. It's number 14 of 2024, and it's on traffic regulation. Everybody is talking about this, Ludmila. So let's find out the story behind the new, essentially, this is the new traffic law.
Yes, indeed it is. And so this is, as you rightfully said, this is the new federal decree law number 14 of 2024, which was published just recently in September of the same year. So the law has been published in the Official Gazette, which is the official source where all the laws usually start with in the UAE. But this specific law will come into effect in March, so March 29th of 2025. And that is typical of some laws when the law is introduced on the books on one date, but as part of the same law, there will be an effective date when the law comes into effect stated in the law. So the law was published in September, and the effective date when it actually becomes comes into effect is March 29th of 2025. Interestingly enough, this law, remember, this is, we're talking about year 2024, replaces the previous law, which was the UAE's previous federal traffic law, which was the federal law number 21 of 1995. So we're talking about almost 30 years. So the previous law was the UAE's main traffic law that ultimately guided was the governing law of all the UAE traffic for the last three decades. So this new law, I guess the goal is multifaceted, but ultimately is to modernize the traffic regulations and enhance the UAE's road and safety across the country.
So what's the top line here? What are the high level changes that this new law will introduce?
Well, at a high level, the new legislation introduces several significant changes. First, and perhaps the most exciting one, is the lowering of the driving age from the age of 18 to 17. Second, the law increases penalties for traffic violations, and especially for driving without a recognized UAE license or driving under the influence. So third, it introduces specific requirements for vehicle modifications and mandating certain approvals from licensing authority. And as we know, vehicle modification in the UAE is a very, very popular practice. And so this particular aspect of the law does affect a lot of people. And then finally, perhaps the law establishes a foundation for regulating self-driving vehicles or autonomous vehicles with further regulations to be issued in the future by the Council of Ministers.
Can we talk about the driving age change? Tell me about the new age requirement and when that comes into effect.
Well, I think, honestly, this is perhaps one of the most exciting parts of the law. And certainly we have seen the response has been overwhelming because we've shared this particular snippet of the new law in our social media. It's received tremendous interest for, I guess, many, many predictable reasons. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if I know. I haven't really looked at this specifically, but I'm not sure if I'm aware of many other countries where the driving age is actually 17. So I think in most other countries, driving age seems to be 18. So I may be wrong, but in any event, I think it's truly quite exciting for many people. That you'd think 1 year was a big difference, but kids these days, they grow up a lot faster. So at the age of 18, they feel that this is, you know, they're already adults, mature adults, and they should be driving way before that time. So and this specific change is now they're, so the, I guess the 1 year difference is a huge difference. And this particular amendment is embedded in Article 10 of the law. And ultimately, I guess, sort of, it reflects a shift towards giving younger drivers early access to the road. But all the way recording this in November, and the law was introduced in at the end of September, it's important to highlight that the law is not yet effective. So this particular change, and that is the ability for 17-year-olds to start driving or apply at least for a driver's permit, is not yet available. It will come into effect on March 29th of 2025, so still a few months from now. So on the back of that, announcement to the world of this new driving age, we had a lot of requests about, okay, so what does it mean? So again, the law comes into effect in March, but my son, let's say, will turn 17 in January. What does that mean for us? Will we be able to, or if let's say my son turns 17 in June, so when can he start benefiting from this new law? When, in particular, when can they start applying for a driver's permit or learner's permit? So as per the old law, and we've covered this before, there was a 6-month period before the age, before you turned 18. 6 months before then, you were able to apply for the driver's permit or learner's permit. Mm. So that particular regulation was not part of the main law, but it was an additional regulation, which is a typical way of sort of how legislation develops and evolves in the country and other countries as well. So with regards to this new law, there is not a mention of when one can apply for a learner's permit. And all we have for now is to perhaps rely on the previous regulation. And that was, in the past, it was 6 months before you turn the driving age, which now will be 17. But I do want to highlight that the specific law replaces the previous law. And so therefore, we anticipate that all the regulations that were issued on the back of the previous law will ultimately also be phased out, and new regulations on the back of the new law will be introduced. And so for the time being, there is no specific regulation that was issued setting out the period during which drivers or about to become drivers will be able to apply for a driver's permit or learner's permit. But if we go by the previous experience, I'd say 6 months perhaps is a predictable or reasonable time for us to expect that this service will become available. But certainly once more information becomes available, we'll announce and profile that. But for the time being, all we have is just sort of piecemealing of the previous regulation. So I'd say, if the law comes into effect March 29th and somebody turns 17, or maybe let's say we'll turn 17 in November of 2025. So I'd say there's a 6 month. We hope that once the law comes into effect, then the authorities will announce a 6 month period for people to start applying for learner's permit. But for the time being, that's basically as definitive as we can be. And so all of those who are listening and are very eager to know when their children can start applying for this, these are the guidelines by which I think for the time being, you can start making your plans.
But at the moment, what we do know is the legal age to apply for a driver's license, a permit to be able to drive, is 17. So in theory, at the moment, unless the legislation develops, you could apply for this learner's permit, if you like, on your 17th birthday, really.
For the time being, that's basically, I think that certainly is the safer okay. conclusion. But also want to highlight that this law does not apply yet.
Yes.
Although it's in the books and we've talked about it, we're talking about it further. So if you're 17 right now, you cannot yet benefit from either learner's permit or certainly from ability to drive.
Okay. From March the 29th next year. I mean, when you're 16, 17, 6 months is, there's a huge difference. Maybe less for the likes of you and me where we are now.
Indeed. We want the time to slow.
Yeah, time needs to stretch when you get to where we are. That's a different podcast, I think. You mentioned penalties, Ludmilla. They will also increase. Can you tell us about specific penalties for driving without a recognized license, for example?
Yeah, so the law, one of perhaps the other significant categories of changes in the law is just penalties. Mm-hmm. So overall, this new law actually increases penalties for violating traffic offenses. And there's specific penalties that apply to specific offenses. And we can talk about it further. But overall, the overall trend is the penalties are increased. And in particular, there's a designation for those who are driving without a recognized license. So the penalties for those who are driving with unrecognized license now go all the way from 2,000 dirhams to 10,000 dirhams. And for example, for repeat offenders, the penalties are even higher. So, and they can include, among other things, imprisonment for at least 3 months, and also fines between 5,000 dirhams to 50,000 dirhams. Now, I want to pause here for a second in terms of, you know, what does it mean to have an unrecognized license? It basically, if you drive in the UAE, even if you have a license from another country, that may not be a recognized license. And so there's a specific penalty that's detailed in the law for just that particular offense.
So if you're a resident in the UAE, you need a UAE issued license. Just, you know, showing the police your, you know, if I was to show my British license, you were to show your US license, that doesn't mean anything, doesn't cut it.
Indeed. And that's perhaps is one of the specific provisions that I wanted to highlight, because in my practice, I've seen that this is certainly has not been very clear to many residents here. And that is that if you are a UAE resident, you're required to have a UAE driver's license to drive in the country legally. That's the overarching conclusion. And this means, in perhaps more specific terms, is that let's say you have a driver's license from your home country in Europe, and you may, let's say, France, and you also have an additional driver's license from, let's say, you lived in Australia before, and you have another one from Australia. So you come into the UAE, you think, oh, I've got two driver's licenses from sort of Western countries. And generally speaking, driver's licenses that come from those countries, for example, you can just convert them into the UAE driver's license. You don't have to retake the test. Mm. So you're thinking, hey, I've got these two driver's licenses. I certainly know how to drive, and I've got pretty cool licenses from pretty cool countries. So there should not be any problems. That does not matter. If you are a UAE resident, you're required to drive in the country with the UAE driver's license. So just because you have those two driver's licenses, if you have an international driver's license or 10 driver's licenses, it doesn't matter. As long as you're a UAE resident, you're required to convert your license and drive in the country under the UAE driver's license. Now, I'll give you perhaps another variation to this. Is let's say, and we see this, the same example that I just gave you, but there was an individual that might have been coming to the UAE as a visitor for many years. We all know the UAE is very popular for a lot of Europeans and other nationalities, and many people come here for years, either to visit their relatives or for the holidays, and they come with the same driver's licenses. They rent cars, they drive, so they know the country quite well. They feel perhaps almost at home, and at some point in time, they decided, okay, well, let's take it to the next level and let's apply for a residence visa for one reason or another. Let's say they want to buy a car now, because you couldn't buy a car before if you didn't have a residence visa. So they may decide to buy a car, but they still don't live in a country full time, right? So they still, let's say, live in Switzerland or in England, and then they only come to the UAE when the sun, you know, when it's cold there and it's the weather is beautiful here, which is like 9 months of the year. So they do that, and they continue to do more or less in their minds. Nothing much has changed. They still spend just as much or as little time as they used to before. The only thing changed, and they still drive on the same, you know, they still have the same driver's licenses from, you know, Switzerland, France, Australia, what have you. But the only thing changed is that now they have also UAE residence visa. So many people that find themselves in those situations don't feel the need to do anything else, to adjust anything else. But there is having the residence visa is a huge difference. Yeah. Now that they have the residence visa, they're considered to be, in the eye of the law, a UAE resident. And therefore, they are required to have driver's license from the UAE to be able to drive in the UAE. So they no longer can benefit, for example, from driving under their French or Australian or Swiss or international driver's license. They must have UAE driver's license in addition to all these other licenses if they want to continue to drive in the UAE legally. And we've seen cases like this, by the way. We've seen exactly what I just described to you, perhaps slightly different nationalities. And the penalties for these particular offenses are actually quite more severe than they used to be. And in fact, now there's a specific penalty that's allocated for driving in the UAE with unrecognized licenses. It's not driving illegally in the UAE, or you're violating some other traffic law, for example, or driving under an expired license and so on and so forth. It's driving with an unrecognized license. So it would cover all these examples that I've just given you. And in terms of the penalties, there's always a range, as I mentioned. For example, there's a range between 2,000 and 10,000. So which one would it be? So what we've seen in our practice is that there was a client who came in that basically was a small fender bender who became a resident in the UAE a year ago. And so but had never really applied for a conversion of the driving license. And so in that case, the person was detained, taken to the police. And, they were detained and had to spend the night in detention. And it was because in that case, the person had obtained the UAE residence visa like a year ago. So the range in fines obviously will also be based on how long you've been a resident in the UAE. So let's say if you just become a resident and there's some sort of a grace period, although the law does not specifically outline what the grace period might be, but the presumption would be that once you get your residence visa, right away apply for your driver's license or convert your driver's license. But certainly the longer you can stay in the country and drive without the right license, the higher will be the penalties. So that is specifically what I wanted to highlight, because we've seen it in practice. People are shocked because they've been coming to the country for X number of years. It's like in their minds that nothing has really changed. They've always been able to drive and rent cars here. So, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that if you have residence visa, you must have a UAE driver's license.
Okay, understood. Let's move on to driving under the influence. How does the new law handle cases of driving under the influence of alcohol?
So driving under the influence remains a very serious offense in the UAE, and the UAE maintains obviously a zero tolerance stance on any kind of driving under any kind of influence. And under the new traffic law in particular, so Article 35 is dedicated to driving under the influence, and it outlines the penalties. If someone is caught driving under the influence of alcohol, they face a fine between 20,000 dirhams to 100,000 dirhams, and possible imprisonment or both. And then additionally, there is a progressive license suspension structure. So it's 3 months on the first offense, the license. If the first offense is first time you were caught driving under the influence, the license will be suspended for 3 months. If it's a second time, the license will be suspended for 6 months. And if you're caught the third time, then the license will be canceled altogether. Now, I want to pause there because Tim, you and I have been in the UAE for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that we're talking about that particular, offense, event, in these terms shall I use the word revolutionary? So groundbreaking.
I have to say that the fact that we are talking about this, that's not lost on me either. Yeah.
Right? Because, in the past, we knew driving under the influence of alcohol, what were the penalties? You go in prison, there's detention, and then you get deported. Yes. Basically, that was because it was just zero, and that was in line with the UAE zero tolerance stance, which remains today. But the penalties for that were very different. So most of the cases I knew about, you get detained, you go to jail, and then you get deported. So it was basically, that was it. But here we are. We're talking about not only different, the penalties are severe. Yes, it's 20,000 dirhams to 100,000 dirhams. So not insignificant. That's 100,000 dirhams, that's $30,000. And that's, there's also still, there's a possibility of imprisonment. So it's the way the law states it, it's the fine, the range is between 20,000 to 100,000, imprisonment or both, right? Or imprisonment or both. So it can actually be all of that. You could still, the worst case scenario, you could have to pay 100,000 dirhams, you know, and plus imprisonment. And obviously there'll still be the license suspension. So the circumstances of that particular offense matter. So I guess I would imagine, although it does not specify this, but I imagine the amount of alcohol in your blood, this would be, you know, whether you were caught in some kind of an accident, the severity of the accident, or any sort of material damages that might have been caused by the accident, and so on and so forth. So, but the penalties are still quite significant, but they are still in many ways monetary. And there's always a second chance, right? A second chance, a third chance. But there is not really a mention of deportation. And imprisonment is an or, right? It's not an and. So obviously the UAE is becoming a lot more progressive in the way that it deals with these kinds of offenses, and the law is evolving. I guess sort of evolve along with society, and so it's less, it perhaps is less categorical now. It's still an offense, you know, it's still against the law, and the penalties are still high. But in some ways, I guess in simple terms, you get another chance to continue to live and work in the country without being deported.
Well, let's ratchet the conversation up a notch then. How about driving under the influence of drugs? Is that treated differently under the new law? I guess it must be.
Well, I mean, why would you be even asking this kind of question, Tim, to begin with? I mean, don't you know that historically we've covered this before, and we've seen it certainly before, that any kind of illegal drugs in the UAE are against the law, and basically you don't get a second chance, or so it used to be.
Yeah,
and we've covered this topic before in separate podcasts, and in particular the UAE's perhaps a little more modern approach to substance abuse and to sort of illegal substances. I don't necessarily want to call it liberalized approach, but perhaps a little more progressive, a little more modern. And so we're seeing that now also being reflected in this UAE traffic law. It's surprisingly, I have to tell you, but I think it's kind of in a geeky way from a legal standpoint, it's very exciting. But there's a specific provision in the law that deals with driving under the influence of narcotics, psychotropic substances, or similar substances. Think about it. So there's a specific provision in the traffic law that provides for driving under the influence of illegal drugs. That obviously did not exist in the previous law. And that's the same Article 35, but this is Article 35.2 that deals in, specifically with driving under the influence of illegal substances, and sets out penalties and punishment for driving under the influence of those kinds of psychotropic and narcotic substances. So, there. I mean, think about it. I think that in of itself is very exciting from a legal standpoint. I do not at all encourage, obviously, these kinds of practices. And the UAE is still very, very clear that drugs are illegal in the UAE, and still there's a zero tolerance. But the penalties and punishments, I guess, have been updated and a little more modernized. And made a little more flexible. So the fines now, so if you are caught driving under illegal substances, it range from 30,000 dirhams to 200,000 dirhams. So what is it in dollar terms? It's about like $8,000 to $70,000. So insignificant. And there's also so a gradual suspension of licenses, and sort of similar to how it exists for driving under the influence of alcohol. So, for example, for the first-time offenders, there is a suspension of licenses for 6 months. And then for the second, it's 1 year. And then for the third, the whole license is canceled. Those are the overarching penalties. But at least the law, this particular law, does not mention deportation. So once again, you know, there is definitely imprisonment as well as an option, or as an additional penalty. But there's no deportation. So just the fact that the traffic law deals specifically with driving under the influence of these kinds of illegal substances, in addition to a specific provision that deals with driving under the influence of alcohol, shows you how far we've come from perhaps even the time that you and I started recording these podcasts.
It really does, actually. I mean, that kind of clarifies it is still obviously a zero tolerance approach. It's a very strict approach. Let's move on to what the law indicates when it comes to requirements around vehicle modifications, because you drive around Dubai, we have some incredible vehicles on the roads, and there is a huge market of modification going on, particularly this time of year, because it is, you know, off-road season, I suppose, as the weather gets better. But what does the new law say?
Yeah, so the new law also addresses that that particular field in, you know, sort of the vehicle world, and to the likes of me, but maybe, I'm not sure, I think you maybe there with me, we don't really understand this. Like, what's the big deal? As you rightfully said, in the UAE, it is a big deal. Vehicle modification is very, very popular, is very desirable, you know, from tinting of windows to stickers, to pumping up tires and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it's a very popular pastime for many, and they take a lot of pride. A lot of people take pride in their vehicles and their modification. And so, so in that the UAE, so this new traffic law has introduced a specific provision to deal further with these kind of modifications, in particular modifications to vehicles like body and chassis or engine, and stating that those kind of modifications require specific approval from the licensing authority, and that the unauthorized modifications can result in fines and even vehicle impoundment. So that perhaps is, we might have heard some of this in the past, but the specific law sets out very clear guidelines that any kind of modifications related to the body, the chassis, or the engine cannot just be done in the back of your friend's garage. They actually, prior to them being done, they require specific approval from the licensing authority. And I guess you better have that approval, a certificate of approval in the car before you get on the road. And then the fines as well. And that kind of goes with the overall theme of this traffic law. The fines have increased. And so the fines, therefore, with driving with modified vehicles without the proper approvals are, have also been increased.
It's an interesting one, this, because I own a Jeep which is slightly modified, not very, it's not, you know, super high or raised or anything else. But before I bought it, I looked at another vehicle, and the person I was buying it from said to me, well, if you were to buy it, before we get it registered, I need to change the bumper because otherwise it won't get through registration at the RTA, the Roads and Transport Authority. So it is this is a very serious step, and I just kind of wanted to make that clear. The other thing, and I wanted to ask you about this, you mentioned stickers there, and this has been in the press recently here. I mean, if you had, I don't know, my wife's car has a Scotland flag on the back, that's where she's from, I actually put it there, to be honest with you, but is that something that people should be worrying about if they've put their, you know, their national flag on the back of their car? Is that something?
Not that specifically, but there's certain stickers, any kind of, for example, I'll give you an example, advertising stickers, anything that to do with like company names or brand names or phone numbers, any kind of information,
right.
Any sort of type of advertising definitely requires approvals. Obviously, so I guess the message on the sticker is important,
right.
The size of the sticker. So let's say if you wanted to put your cover, your wife's car with a Scottish flag all over and wrap it, that requires approval. That's a little different from the sticker.
She would love that.
In technical terms, it's still a sticker. It's just a bigger sticker. So the size of the sticker is also relevant.
Okay.
And then just generally the message that you're trying to convey in the sticker. So if it's, for example, obviously the content of the message, if it, the country may find it either against public order or defamatory or offensive, so that also can result in fines. But overall, like, it's just something that's kind of discreet is okay. But it's not like, you know, in the U.S., I mean, you see some cars that are covered with thousands of stickers, bumper to bumper, and you know, and they, that's not necessarily against the law. But in the UAE, I think that's you know, maybe a sticker or two, but not too many stickers. So it's about balance. A small sticker, maybe baby on board is okay, but beyond that, you need to be more mindful.
What about the framework for self-driving vehicles? Because this is really interesting. We will be recording a full podcast on this, but can you just offer an overview of what the law says about self-driving vehicles, autonomous vehicles, what we might expect?
Yeah, so this particular law, and I guess, like as you said, that was to be expected since the previous law, this law replaces the law from 1995. In 1995 was a slightly different reality in terms of traffic laws and considerations. So this new law, predictably, has a specific provision on just self-driving vehicles. And so I think that's perhaps one of the most forward-looking aspects of the law. And in particular, the law sets a foundation for self-driving, for sort of regulating self-driving vehicles, although the specific regulations are yet to be published. And so the law is kind of the beginning. It sets the framework for further regulations that will govern specific aspects of the self-driving industry. Will be passed as time goes on. But now this is our first introduction to actually official legal or legislative framework for self-driving vehicles. And at this level, the law sets out, for example, that the Council of Ministers will issue additional regulations, and these specific these regulations specifically will cover inspection, registration, like licensing and renewal of autonomous vehicles, ultimately ensuring that they meet sort of the necessary safety standards before entering the UAE roads. So it's important to highlight it's a new law. It's, you know, just the beginning, just the foundation, but certainly the message is very clear. The UAE self-driving vehicles and autonomous vehicles are, it's the thing of, if not now, of a very, very near future. So it's here. And I guess without this legislative framework in place, although the law does come into effect on March 29th of 2025, so not yet in effect. But once it is, then I guess we expect to see more self-driving vehicles on the road in the very near future.
Final question for you, just really your thoughts overall, how this law now represents, nearly 30 years since the previous regulation, how this law represents the UAE's approach to traffic regulation going forward?
Well, I think at a high level, obviously, sort of shows that the UAE is embracing and continuing to highlight the importance of both modernization and safety on the road, which is essential. And it's not just basically reacting to change in global transportation, but it's also leading the way with forward-thinking regulations that anticipate future developments, and particularly from self-driving cars perspective, to also stricter penalties for a violation of traffic rules. So although this is just a foundation, it's a very, very robust foundation that allows for further, more specific and nuanced regulations to be placed. So I think very exciting topic, much perhaps anticipated. And I have to tell you, it's received a lot of very exciting response. So a lot of people, certainly seems to be on a lot of people's minds. And from a legal standpoint, we think, oh, traffic laws, nothing really super exciting. But man, it's been very, very exciting, very popular with the broader population. So obviously is a topic of much interest to many people. Cars.
I would really echo that. The UAE really is an automobile nation, that's for sure. That's logical. It's the UAE's new federal decree law number 14 of 2024 on traffic regulation, which is in effect from March the 29th, 2025. More to come on that, I'm sure, on Logical. As ever, our legal expert, Ludmila Yamalova, is from HPL Yamalova and Plethka. It's always a pleasure, Ludmila. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to be talking to you too, Tim. Thank you.
You can find us across social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever you find your podcast. Our website, lots of UAE-centric legal information, hundreds of our podcasts for free. They're all there as well. And if you'd like a legal question answered, either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical, just go to lylawyers.com.